man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
400-4483. Hello there, Hawkeye fans, and welcome to the Hawk Fanatic Prospect Podcast. I am your host, Rob Howe. We're recording this on Saturday, March the 16th, a little after 6 p.m. Central Time. Happy to be joined by Aaliyah Guyton from Peoria High School, a Iowa women's basketball commitment in the 2024 recruiting class. How are you?
I am great. Just finishing off high school and in the last few stages, you know, we're getting our Jostins and stuff, and finishing up with grades. I'm currently a student worker at school, so after school I try to do some things around the building to just help students, help teachers. But overall, everything's been pretty good.
Cool. Yeah, it's kind of, is it a little surreal to think about this being the end of high school and beginning a new chapter starting in the summer?
Yeah, it has. It's definitely been a nice realization, but honestly, it hasn't really hit me hard yet. I'm still waiting for the moment, but right now I'm just going with the flow.
Yeah, our son graduated from high school last year, and I wasn't ready for the actual ceremony itself. That gets a little emotional. I'm sure your parents will get there for sure.
Yeah.
So I guess the first order of business, and you can say whatever, however much you want to say on the injury, but that's the question I always get asked. How is Aaliyah's knee? I guess I'll frame it this way, Aaliyah. What's the recovery process been like? How kind of, where do you feel like you are in that? And when do you feel like is a reasonable timetable for your return?
So, I mean, overall, the process has been going really smooth. According to others who have gotten hurt, other friends I know who have had the same injury, I'm actually healing pretty fast. I only have a full ACL tear. Most people, when they tear their ACLs, they have a lot of damage in their meniscus as well, or they tear their meniscus too, but I only tore my ACL. I did have slight damage in my meniscus, but it didn't need to be repaired, and it just healed naturally by the time my surgery time came. But so with that, I've been healing pretty quick. I'll be 7 weeks into recovery on Tuesday.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just got cleared to go up and down the stairs on my own, like at a good pace. And then I got cleared to do upper body workouts. So I'll be doing that tomorrow. Actually, that'll be my first time doing my upper body workout. And honestly, my goal throughout this process is to keep up with my stamina. Honestly, I know I'm probably out of shape now, but I do look forward to getting back into shape some way, somehow, either whether it's on the bike or treadmill soon. I believe I start running. I'll start walking on a treadmill at 12 weeks and I can start running at 16. But and when it comes to the mental space, it was a little tough. So it was cool in the beginning. For week one, week two, it hit me for about a day or two. And I just had like, you know, just a couple of thoughts that anybody with the injury would have, but I was able to pick myself back up, and I've been solid since, honestly, and really just staying motivated, staying positive, being optimistic, and focusing on the next goal, which is to just get to school. And start practicing and things like that. And when it comes to practice time, according to my doctor, he said I'll be able to start practicing around August. And then I'll probably be clear to play sometime around the middle of November. So they gave me a good 6 to 12 months span. So with the way my recovery has been going, I'd say about 10 months, 10, 11 months without rushing it, of course.
Are you patient? Are you a patient person, or is this is that probably one of the more difficult parts of this process?
I'm not. I can be very impatient, but when it comes, like, just honestly speaking, I'm not really a patient person unless I'm on the court.
Yeah.
But with this process, I believe it's definitely been bringing that out of me, and that's an area that I've been improving in, is patience because of it. So it's a curse and a blessing at the same time. So
yeah, and the stamina is, I would think, is the most difficult part of maintaining during this recovery process. What can you do to kind of keep your basketball skills sharp?
So I mean, there are a couple stationary things I can do. I believe I'll be cleared to do that in about 2 weeks, but it'll be like form shooting, stationary dribbling. Hopefully, like when I get comfortable enough to stay in a stance, or just like not necessarily super low, but you know, in a slight stance, I'll be able to do things like that. So it'll come. That time will come in about 2 weeks, if I'm taking a guess, and also according to what my therapist told me. But just little things like that. You know, if I'm laying in bed or something, I'll probably do my work on my form or something like I used to do when I was little, but since I can't really play no more. But so yeah, just things of that nature.
For those that don't know, now we get to the portion of the podcast where we explain who Aaliyah's parents are. And I'm sure she's heard this countless amount of times, that I remember her dad playing. And not only that, you can tell from my gray hair, I've been around a while, that I reported and wrote about games that her dad played in against Iowa back in the day. But her dad is AJ Guyton. You guys will remember, played at Indiana. But I think the part of the story that gets underreported too much is who her mom is. And with the, you know, increased popularity of women's basketball, we're at the epicenter of that here in Iowa City with Caitlin and the Hawkeyes. But her mom is Adriana Moises Pinto Mafra. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Played in the WNBA. You guys are starting to buy WNBA tickets now, which is great. And being a part of this. And she was a star on the Brazilian national team as well. So really good bloodlines with Aaliyah. Two parts here. Who's a better player? And how did they experience any injuries like this, and have maybe not to this severe, or this the severity of this one, but how have they helped you kind of in the most recent process? Sorry, that was long-winded.
So you mean the best player out of them two, or me versus them?
You could throw yourself in there.
Oh, well, I'll beat my mom. I haven't played my dad one-on-one. You know, he got them old knees, so he don't want to risk that. But my mom is definitely the one that would not give it up, and she still will play anybody no matter what. But out of them two, I can't really say. But I will say that I definitely get very good traits from both of them as players. But when it comes to comparing them, I don't really think they're comparable players, but they were both really good, and they both had like their own unique ways of playing and styles of playing. When it comes to the injury part, my dad hasn't had any severe injuries. I believe he broke his finger or something. He had a couple sprains here and there, but my dad stopped playing earlier than my mom, so he was like, it was some injury he had, but when he had it was a really small injury, but that was a time where he knew like he was done, like,
yeah.
He didn't want to keep playing and risk an even more severe injury. Now my mom, on the other hand, my mom played until 2016. She played in the 2016 Olympics. That was her last year playing with the Brazilian team. And so she played for 25 years with the Brazilian national team. One year I remember she ended up getting paralyzed. It was some injury in her spine, and it ended up paralyzing her for a little bit. So I had to help her out with that. Yeah, I had to help her out with that. I was probably like 6 or 7 at the time. But my grandmother on her side, she was there as well, helping. Also, she tore 75% of her Achilles. She didn't get surgery, so it just healed naturally. And then, I mean, she had stitches on her eyebrows from getting elbowed. She had a nose injury, got elbowed in her nose. But yeah, the severe ones were definitely on her spine and then her Achilles.
So has she kind of helped you with this, even from the mental aspect of it? You talked a little bit a few minutes ago about mental health and that aspect of the recovery process.
Yeah, she has definitely been very optimistic about the mental part, and she's definitely helped with that especially when it comes to asking questions. Even though she's living in Iowa, like she'll still ask me questions and ask me what the doctor's saying, even though they don't really say much. They just look at my knee and turn around here and there. But you know, still just concerned, which is sometimes it can be like, Jesus, I gotta answer all these questions. But in the end, it's like it's just always good to have someone who is asking those questions so you can think about it. Because I mean, sometimes I don't really think about it. Sometimes I just go to therapy, do what I'm supposed to do, come home, do what I'm supposed to do. So I don't really try to dwell on it as much. But she's definitely been helping me prepare for the future and just stay focused, especially off the court since I haven't been on the court.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. From a recruitment standpoint, Aaliyah, obviously your dad went through it. I'm sure your mom went through it to a certain degree. How did you kind of approach the process in terms of being open-minded at the beginning and then kind of slowly narrowing it down as you got closer to your decision?
So in the beginning, I was just open-minded, just grateful for anybody that was coming in, of course. I started getting more offers my junior year. And so at that point, I was just playing. You know, I had another year left, so I didn't really want to dwell on the offers thing too much. I just wanted to play and have fun. And then, you know, just, of course, just say thanks to whoever reached out, whoever contacted me, go on visits and just have fun. But I mean, when my senior year came, when my junior summer came, so that was junior year, but junior high school year. But when my junior summer came, which was my last AAU time and summertime, this when most of the offers start coming in nowadays. I don't know how it was back then. I'm pretty sure they were more focused on like high school basketball and those types of things. But when that time came, that's when I started pointing out things that were important to me when it came to schools. The main thing was style of play, and the second thing was, will I be able to play? The third thing was relationships, and I definitely felt like I got all those boxes checked. Well, those three main boxes checked with Iowa. I felt like I would have the opportunity to play. Coach Bluter did give me the reassurance every time. I mean, they've been recruiting me since my junior year, but they've been in according to the staff, they've been contacting my dad since I was in eighth grade. I guess they saw me in some tournament. And my eighth grade year, I played for my dad's AAU team. It was MTXE, mental toughness, extra effort. So yeah, those were the three main things. And then, I mean, I never really focused on like distance from home. I mean, as long as there was access to like, it would be TV accessible, so my parents would be able to watch from home if that was the case. I mean, the race never crossed my mind either. I know some people might consider that. But overall, those were the three main things, and they definitely had that. And the those three main things were, it really came from my dad. My mom didn't really have too much, didn't have college experience at all. So yeah, everything was pretty new to her, especially when she moved down here. So she's just enjoying the ride and learning every day. But my dad was definitely, he would talk to me about his experiences, and he would talk to me about, you know, the teams that he had and all the options that he had. And he just felt like at Indiana, there was a guard that had left. And he would be able to come in, and he felt like he would have the opportunity to play and to, you know, just showcase his talent. So I feel like that's what I'll be able to do. And that's really one of the main things.
Was there like a moment or a part of time where, you know, you were like, okay, it's Iowa. I know it's Iowa. Or was it more of a gradual thing?
It was a little bit of both, because they were definitely my top two options. They were my top two options for a long time. But then it was over time, I started noticing things, and then it was just one day where I was like, yep, that's where I'm going. But, and really, I didn't even make that decision until like 3 days before my commitment day. So, which was, when was it? October? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of both. So,
Who was the other one in the top two? Who was the other school that you had in your top two with Iowa?
Oh, it was Iowa and Michigan State. Yeah.
Big Ten.
Right? It was really tight between Iowa, Michigan State, and Nebraska.
Okay. Was your focus to play in the Big Ten, or did it just work out that those schools were the ones that you liked?
Yeah, it just worked out that way. It wasn't really intentional. Like I want to go to the Big Ten, but I mean, I've always watched the Big Ten, so I knew them very well. So I was definitely comfortable with the fact that it was in the Big Ten conference.
Got to ask, since your dad is an alum of Indiana, and the Indiana Hoosiers are certainly a main rival of the Iowa Hawkeyes as well, what were they involved with your recruitment? Did you consider them?
No. They weren't involved, and I mean, their style of play is completely different from mine, so I don't believe I would fit in there as a player anyways, but they were never involved. They never contacted or nothing.
Yeah, it's so important. Fit is so important when it comes to recruiting, as long as I've been doing this. And if,
yeah,
you know, I'm lucky enough to have a recruit ask me what's important. And I said, go where you fit. Go where you feel like you fit. And yeah, it sounds like Iowa, sure, is that spot for you. Speaking of that, you come in with three other players in your class. So that's a big freshman class. You don't always get that, especially now with the transfer portal and all the other stuff. How have you been able to build a relationship with the other members of your class, and what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, immediately after I committed, everyone else was definitely comforting. As I went to more games with them, and it was one visit where I think all four of them were there before I committed. And Coach Raina even made a joke, and she ended up sending me some mail, and she sent me this little puzzle piece. It was a paper. It was made out of paper, but it was a puzzle piece. And she was like, "You're the missing piece." And then, it would just be showing me that I would be a great addition, and how well we will all fit together. And I mean, I even watched a couple of their games, and I'm like, yeah, I definitely feel like I could play with them. And I mean, they're just very cool people. They've been very comforting once again, and it was special. It was a good moment. It's been good for me. It makes me feel even more confident, and I think it acts as more reassurance, the fact that I was able to have that good relationship with them already.
Cool. Yeah, and I'm not trying to put added pressure on you guys, but you're the freshman class after Caitlin leaves. So, you know, there's that, you know, maybe critics of Iowa, fans of other teams say, oh, Iowa will just fall off once Caitlin leaves. But I would think that's a challenge for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been looking at it as a challenge, especially, I mean, I know how the outside world is, and I even thought about those things, about the possibility of her leaving before I even committed. But, I mean, I look at it as nothing but a challenge, and I know we'll be working hard, and I know Coach Bluder will put us all in a good position to, because, I mean, it's we're going to play, we're probably going to play in different ways on certain parts of the game. Especially with Caitlin being gone, but just put together whatever might be missing, and I think we'll just fit in together, and I do believe we'll be a winning team.
You talked about Iowa's style of play being a fit for you. How do you see yourself fitting into that? What type of role can you play? Why will you be successful in that system? What part of your game, what parts of your game make you a good fit?
I believe my overall consistency as a player and my leadership. I know I'll come in as a freshman. Most people don't expect freshmen to try to be leaders and stuff like that, but I think that's just in me naturally. And just my consistency as a player, I mean, at practice, on the floor, off the floor, trying to keep my body consistent. Being in shape also is one of my good aspects. I don't really get tired. I don't really get tired too often. And that's definitely the goal for this coming year, is to get back in that shape that I was. So I do. And also, and lastly, my creativity, I will say. Will definitely play a good part in my role, and will help the team.
What do you anticipate will be the biggest adjustment, or is that too hard to answer without me going through it? Or do you anticipate something that, okay, this is going to be a challenge, at least initially?
I haven't thought too much about it, but I mean, are you saying for like playing for the team, or are you saying just college in general?
Yeah, I mean both. I mean, so the social adjustment, it's your first time away from home, and then you're also trying to, you know, absorb what you have to do for basketball purposes, like practice and just, you know, competing in that arena.
Yeah, I mean, I think the overall experience will definitely be, well, I will have to adjust to it. Because I know it won't be the same as high school, but I mean, playing on that type of court for sure. I mean, I haven't done it often. The last time I did it was probably when I was on the 16U Brazilian team. So just playing in that type of atmosphere, and trying to embrace all the challenges that I know will come to me, because I know there will be some, and I know there will be some tough ones, but. And then even just being away from the people that have been guiding me for so long. I mean, I know they won't stop, but I know they won't be able to just be there every step of the way. And so adjusting in that way and really trusting and believing in my staff and in the staff will definitely be a great adjustment that I have to make. And I look forward to it.
What you talked about academics being a big part of the puzzle. It is college. You are student athletes. What is your... Do you have a major that you're going in, and why did you choose that if you do have one?
Yes, I plan on and also my informatics, digital media.
I lost you there for a minute. Can you hear me? Now I can't.
Yeah, you just froze for a second.
Okay. Yeah, you're doing the same. I don't know which end is. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hi, this is AJ Perez, managing partner at Deary Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Waukee and Iowa City. I'm so proud of our team at both locations. We are committed to one thing, giving our customers the absolute best when it comes to service and a car buying experience, the kind of experience that brings you back. What makes us different? We believe at Deary, we don't just sell cars, we help people buy them.
Do you need a great electrical contractor or fire and water restoration specialist? Well, contact Lance Bolin at LB Electric and LJ Construction in North Liberty. Lance has served the corridor for many years and is ready to help you. Call Lance Bolin at 319-640-1116. That's 319-640-1116. Or visit LJ_construction on Instagram for licensed and insured electrical work, fire and water restoration, and remodeling.
Okay, it's recording again. Can you repeat what you said? I'm not sure that it came through on my end, just what you were going to study and why you chose that major.
So my major is sport and recreation management. I picked that because I do plan on following some things that my dad is doing right now. And I would really like to coach. I don't know if I want to be a head coach, but I definitely would like to be an assistant coach. If I do become a head coach, I'd rather do high school. And then I also want to get into being an AD in high school for high schools. My dad is currently an AD for our Peoria Public Schools District, which is the district I'm in. And also I would like to be a sports facilities manager and like run tournaments. People can come rent the gym and stuff to, you know, do camps and stuff like that. I would like to do that. And then for my minor, I plan on minoring in informatics or digital media. I've been into like content creating, editing, putting videos together. I don't know if you've seen or the IO fans have seen, but on Instagram and TikTok, I have a series going of a weekly series of my therapy, of how my therapy has been going and just my overall ACL recovery journey. And so I'll edit on that and just try to be consistent with my content creating and my vlogs and stuff. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting into it and learning more about it.
Where can fans find that?
On my Instagram and TikTok, if you want me to say my Instagram name.
Yeah, if you want to throw it out there, go ahead. Let's get some people following your recovery. Get them going.
So my Instagram is aguyton.11. So aguyton.11. And my TikTok is Leah, but the A is a 4. So it'll be LY4H and then XX at the end.
Give her a follow. And you'll be able to see her recovery and get excited about her arrival at Iowa. We're going to have a fun for a few minutes here, Aaliyah, just with allowing the fans to get to know you a little bit. When you're not playing sports, when you're, you know, trying to just decompress or whatever it is, what do you like to do? Do you have hobbies? Do you read? Do you write poetry? Any of that stuff?
So, one, I love playing with my siblings. We're not necessarily playing, but messing with them. If you have siblings, you know what that means.
Yeah.
I like to draw. I've been drawing since I was in like first grade. It's definitely been a way for me to relieve myself. Even with the recovery stuff. I also do a lot of journaling. What else do I do? Movies is definitely one thing, and music.
Well, good. That takes me into two more of my questions. I'll give you a chance to say favorite TV show or movie. It sounds like you'll probably go movie, and then your favorite musical artist.
My favorite musical artist. I have a few. I'll say a female one and a male one. So my male one recently has been Michael Jackson, and my female one has been, I will say, it's tough. I'll say Beyonce.
So old school and new school. You got it both. You got them covered with Michael Jackson. Two great choices.
Yeah, I mean, my dad has definitely put a lot of old school in me, so I'm more of a 90s baby, 90s and 80s baby, but I do listen to a lot of our new stuff too.
That's good. That's a good job out of AJ. That's good parenting. TV show or movie? You can name a few too if you've got multiple make you happy.
My recent TV show has been Love Is. It's a show called Love Is Blind on Netflix. That's been my go to right now. And my movie, definitely Love Basketball.
My wife and youngest daughter are watching the TV show you were talking about on Netflix. I have not seen it yet, but they're into that, so aware of that. School subject. What's your favorite subject in school? Could be this year. It could have been. Could be previous high school years as well.
Math.
Always?
Math. Yeah. Yeah.
All forms of math, or is there one that you enjoy the most?
Algebra.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then last one before we let you go, your favorite go-to food. And this could be one that you're going to miss when you go to college too. So I like to throw that in there that, oh man, I'm going to miss that when I go off and not going to be home.
So there's one food. I'm going to give you two. I don't know why, but I'm giving you two for every answer.
Fine.
I'm giving you two. It's just hard to decide. So there's this food isn't something I eat often, but it's definitely been my favorite, and it's picanha. It's a steak that we eat in Brazil when we go out for like churrascos and stuff. There's actually a churrascaria in Chicago, and they do the same thing. Like, they'll come around with like a metal stick with steak slices in it, and they'll just walk around, and then if you want some, they'll peel it, and you just get it, and you eat the meat. So it's definitely very filling. You will get full very fast. But the type of meat is called picanha. And then for a food I'll miss, I would say like the Thanksgiving meals, Christmas meals, like those types, like the mac and cheese, the ham, the turkey, the dressing. Dressing for sure is something that I will miss. I'm gonna go dressing with the cranberry sauce.
Yeah, that's the thing that I don't think sometimes fans realize with college student athletes. They miss a lot of holidays with their family. It's certainly a sacrifice. You get to spend it with your new family, your team, and your coaches and people related to the family, but it's not the same as sitting down with your family at home with the food that you grew up with. It's a little bit different. All right. Let me, got a couple ad reads here. Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch, but what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Chad Birch right here in Iowa City can switch you over so you can start saving today. Chad and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Chad Birch, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call when you want the real deal, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. See that, Aaliyah? We get sponsored by State Farm here on this podcast, just like Caitlin.
that is great
Also want to let folks know that support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org. Thank you to Systems Unlimited for the great work they've been doing in our community for over half a century, and we appreciate them supporting the podcast. So what's the rest of your time like before you get here, Aaliyah? What's kind of on your plate before you arrive at Iowa? Do you know what date you'll be here?
My moving day is June 9th.
Okay.
And I mean, the plan is just to prepare, just keep preparing myself mentally, physically, get everything, make sure I got everything done to graduate, make sure I got everything done to to move in and to come into Iowa City. So just those things are definitely the priority right now.
And then obviously it's just about time. It's just about that time for the madness. Starts this week here in Iowa City with two home games, and then beyond that, what's your kind of what's it like when you watch the team that you're going to play for and, you know, have some investment?
I would say it's definitely what's the word? It's a learning experience for sure. So just watching and taking in information by just watching, seeing what mistakes are being made, looking at the positives, seeing the mistakes that are being made and how they fix it. Also seeing the coaches and the staff's reactions to whatever may be happening during the game. Seeing even watching the fans and see how to get them going. Cause I mean, it's also been important in women's basketball when it comes to the energy level. Of course, I'll bring my own, but you know, when you have the fans included, it's just like a volcano that just blows up and everybody just, you know, just doing great and going crazy. But I would definitely say it's just an overall learning experience.
That's interesting that you watch it more as a student of the game than you do as a fan. But I'm sure yeah. I'm sure you're cheering as well.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Aaliyah. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to be on the Prospect Podcast. We wish you the best of luck with your recovery and look forward to seeing you when you get to Iowa City.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.